just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters and driven by Bill Curry Ford. I was just at Bill Curry Ford the other day saying happy holidays to some good people that I know as I recently went through the car buying process. Now, for some of you, getting a new vehicle is exciting. For others, maybe of more advanced age like me, we have dreaded the experience in the past. Well, as I've said a number of times here on the podcast, my recent experience with Bill Curry Ford, changing from my 2014 Ford Focus to a 2018 Ford Escape, took less time than me switching phone carriers and upgrading my phone. And I have some wonderful people to thank, and one of them is Sean Sullivan. He is the general manager at Bill Curry Ford. He is a huge supporter of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. He is a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League player. He writes the checks to the winners of every Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. He has his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com. He would love to know if you are interested in a new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle of Ford or other manufacturers, as they have other brand vehicles pre-owned on the lot. Ask for him. Tell him you're a listener of mine. He will talk some football with you, and then he will ask, what are you looking for? And the process will begin there. I think you will find the process much more to your liking than the reputation of that process, perhaps from prior experiences elsewhere. Ask for Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford, and he won't want me to do this, but if you can't find Sean Sullivan, you ask for Grace Thomas and tell her I sent you, because Grace is the brains of the operation at Bill Curry Ford, and one person always knows where Sean is, and that's Grace, and she will appreciate that you are a listener of mine and that I sent you to her. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Fantasy questions, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. So I'm recording this on Saturday morning. So if anything happens injury report wise between now and the time this is posted, please factor that in on your own. Always keep checking status. Remember, I have a separate Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition that has already highlighted fantasy players that should or could be in your lineup for Bucks Colts. I am not going to go game by game. We've already had three games on this Thanksgiving weekend, so a more limited schedule on Sunday and Monday, and Cardinals and Chiefs are off. Granted, Hopkins hasn't been playing. Murray hasn't been playing. James Conner has been scoring a lot. That impacts you. Potentially Christian Kirk not playing impacts you. If you had Zach Ertz last week, this impacts you. Chiefs, you lose Kelsey, you lose Hill, you lose Mahomes, you lose the return of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So that's a factor this week. There are two more bye weeks. Week 13 is a big one. Then week 14 is the final bye week for NFL teams. I just want to go down. You know, people ask me for years, what are your rankings week to week of players? And I said I don't do them. This is the closest thing I do. I update my boards every week based on my 21st century standard scoring settings that I use in every league I commission and play in. And I've gone through that, and I'm not going to waste time going through that again. We might do that at the end of the year, sort of as an appendix, if you are thinking of being more like how I score leagues, because I feel it more accurately reflects the play on the actual field of the game we watch, rather than being a difference between fantasy and reality. So these aren't my rankings, but for the season, these are players at my three key positions: quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, flex, and running back. I don't use DST. I don't use IDP. I don't talk about kickers because they're very random. They are. And I've minimized in my leagues their impact on the game while I haven't eliminated them entirely, because it could still come down to a kick for you to win or lose a fantasy game, just as it could come down to a kick for an NFL team to win or lose an NFL game. And that's the way it should be. But in terms of ranking kickers, I'm not going to waste your time. It's a waste of my time also. So my average per game based on my 21st century standard scoring settings eliminates bye weeks. It also eliminates any game where the player didn't play. So this is their average per game played. Now, if they got hurt within a game, yeah, that's impacted. But this is what they do on average. These are not skewed. These are not season totals. None of that. Let's start with the quarterback position. Top 15. Josh Allen, 1, 21.7 points per game. Lamar Jackson, 2, 21.5. Brady, 3, 21.1. Jalen Hurts, 4. Off his 3-touchdown rushing performance last week. For those of you that have wasted time juggling or agonizing over Eagle running backs all year, Hurts is their running back. It doesn't matter how much other running backs touch the ball. When it matters, Jalen Hurts is running the ball. That's why I traded for him in the AFL Podcast League. In a deal I made with Kevin, I traded six players. Included in that trade was Dak Prescott going to Kevin. I wanted Jalen Hurts back, thinking I could get more value from Kevin if I offered him Prescott and only asked for Hurts back. He was feeling he was getting the better end of that deal. By the way, Dak Prescott in my rankings is 9. And that was before Thursday. Nothing here includes Thursday action, because these are the standings through 11 weeks average per game played. Hurts, 4. There are only 5 players in fantasy football producing more points per game on average than Jalen Hurts. Justin Herbert, he's opened my eyes this year. And I've always loved him as a quarterback, but not as a fantasy quarterback. He's QB5 at 20.4. Kyler Murray's still sitting at 20.1. The extra bye week helps him get healthy for Arizona's second half. It's funny, the NFL, they're just starting this basically the second half of the season. We in fantasy, we're trying to make the playoffs. Mahomes off this week, QB7. Been better the last 2 weeks, but you were disappointed Mahomes didn't get you more touchdowns in the early rout of the Cowboys, where they couldn't score in the second half. Kirk Cousins is up to QB8. I've said for years the Vikings are only playing fantasy football. Even Kirk Cousins, you can get away with him if you have to, starting him in a single quarterback league, although he's going to get you nothing on the ground. Prescott tied with him, 18-3, 18-3. I think Cousins technically has him if we extend the digits. So it's Prescott, it's Cousins, QB8, Prescott, QB9. Cam Newton, welcome back, QB10. Now, that's very small sample size, but even I, without Lamar Jackson recently, plugged and played Cam Newton, very happy with the result. That's someone that you might be able, and I didn't cut him. I still have him. Now, sure, I'm playing Lamar Jackson in my leagues this week, heavily invested with him coming back, but I didn't cut Cam. I'm not. I know how Cam loves scoring touchdowns. And this is kind of a love fest right now with him in the return to Carolina. Stafford down to QB11. Rams have had some off games after looking so good to start the season, especially that week 3 blasting of the Buccaneers. Aaron Rodgers, QB12. I'd argue QB12 isn't QB1 material. I'd argue it's not, even in a 10 or a 12-team league. Rodgers fighting a toe injury, sure he's going to play. Right now, it just seems like with Aaron Rodgers, you either get a ton of points or you're not getting enough. The floor is much lower on Rodgers than those who own him expected. Jameis Winston now out for the year for his games played is QB13. Heinicke, QB14. Another guy, if you're, you know, desperate for someone to plug and play for Murray or Mahomes, yeah, you can get away with Heinicke. I like the kid. I've liked him since the Redskins gave the Bucs their best game in the postseason last year. Not the Saints, not the Packers, not the Chiefs. It was Washington. Yeah, I know. I'm a Cowboy fan. Live with it. I've known them as the Redskins for a long time. They don't have a new name. Until they get a new name, I can call them whatever I want. So Heinicke, QB14. Burrow, QB15. So those of you that maybe made a move to Joe Burrow at some point, I don't know, between week 3 and week 8, it's a minus for you. It's a minus at the position. He's not putting up enough points consistently. All right, let's move to wide receiver, tight end, flex. Kupp at the top, 17.4 points per game. There's Debo. And I talked about this on Gil Alexander's VEASAN show on Friday. This is why I emphasize touches. This is why you want guys to touch the ball. This is why in recent weeks I traded for Debo Samuel in a major 6-player deal. Purely catching the ball and what he did with it, because I'm not PPR. So yardage based on catches and touchdowns based on catches, Debo in my rankings is wide receiver 20. You factor in his rushing attempts and what he does with those, it moves him up to wide receiver 2. And that's not changing. And I don't know why, and I think we may be seeing more of a trend to this. I think you're going to start seeing more offensive coordinators run more official rushing attempt type plays with talented wide receivers to get the ball in their hands to try to isolate them one-on-one against DBs and linebackers. I think we're going to see more of this going forward. Tyreek Hill is a wide receiver, tight end 3 off this week. Jamar Chase hasn't put up huge numbers recently. Still sitting there for the season at wide receiver, tight end, flex 4. Antonio Brown out another week. For the games he's played, he's been good. I've been hanging on to him. Hopefully I get him for the last week for the playoff push and then in the playoffs. 13.3 points per game. It's a small sample size, but Brady will throw to him when Brown is healthy. And it just shows how difficult it is for defenses to handle the Buck attack when they have Evans, Godwin, Brown, Gronk, and Fournette all on the field. What you gonna do? It's like playing an NBA team with 5 guys who can score. If you double team one, you leave somebody open. Yeah. Justin Jefferson, still playing fantasy football in Minnesota. 13.0 points per game and very good recently. Evans, dealing with a back injury, but he's going to go against the Colts, wide receiver 7. Devontae Adams, wide receiver 8. Huge game last week. Then Hollywood Brown at wide receiver 9. Keep checking status on him. He stayed healthy most of the year. You can't complain about what he's given you. Stephon Diggs, he's coming, right? I think he had another good game Thursday night. I didn't watch, but, you know, very one-sided game against the undermanned Saints. I said all year, stay with Diggs. I wish I could have acquired him. I might make one more run at him in my trade deadline. Wide receiver slash tight end flex 10 after the first 11 weeks. Rest of the top 10, Mike Williams bounced back in week 11. Hopkins still out. Just not enough catches for me. They're down this year. Godwin, wide receiver slash tight end, 13. Then Lamb missed another game. Cowboys missed him on Thanksgiving Day. DK Metcalf, 15th. Thielen, 16th, but still 11.1 points per game. Deontay Johnson, tons of activity. Wide receiver slash tight end, 17. Then Kelsey, first tight end. Kelsey at 18. Those of you that invested a first, second, or third round pick in Kelsey in a non-tight end mandatory league, you overspent. You did. And he even gave you a rushing touchdown last week. But he doesn't have the value of a wide receiver one this year. McLaurin, 19th. Robert Woods is 20th, out for the rest of the year. Quickly on to, well, I want to talk about touches as it relates to running backs. Let me just do the touches as it relates to how many times the top running backs have touched the ball on a per-game average. Derrick Henry, 29.7. Najee Harris, 23.7 for the Steelers. I think Kalen Ballage is the number two running back in Pittsburgh, which is a trivia question because of how little the Steelers take Harris off the field. Dalvin Cook, Vikings playing fantasy football, 22.7 touches per game played. Then at four, Kamara, going to missed another week. Killing you, Kamara owners, I know. 22.3 touches per game. McCaffrey, 21 touches per game, fifth. Rest of the top 10, Taylor, sixth in touches per game, sixth. Despite monster game, 50 points in my league last week, and how he's become Derrick Henry 2.0. Sixth in touches. The Colts still like to throw the ball. And they don't throw it all the time to Taylor. Pittman gets his share. Tight ends get their share. Interesting. Just shows when the Colts get close to the end zone, it's Taylor. And he gets more than one shot at it. Mixon, kind of the same thing. Seventh in touches, but he scores every game. Every game, Joe Mixon scores. Chubb, eighth in touches per game. That may be impacted by the return of Kareem Hunt, thank goodness, this week. Ezekiel Elliott, ninth in touches per game. Now talk from Ed Werder, and if it comes from Ed, sorry, T.O., it has legitimacy. Cowboys may give Zeke a week off before their mini bye, because if you notice annually, the Cowboys play back-to-back Thursday games, Thanksgiving, and the next Thursday. And then 10th in touches. Who did I show as 10th in touches? It's Eli Mitchell, and he's dealing with a finger injury. So that may be a game-time decision for Kyle Shanahan. Tough for those of us that it's been tough all year to know when to play Eli Mitchell. Talented guy, just kind of maddening for those of us that own Eli Mitchell. Okay, the running back rankings going into Week 12 action. This is before Thursday games were played. Henry still RB1, Taylor RB2, just 0.8 points per game behind Derrick Henry. Just 0.8 points per game behind Derrick Henry for games played. Then we drop down 3.5 points to Austin Eckler, even off his big four touchdown game against the Steelers. Chubb right there. RB4 for Nick Chubb. Mixon, because he scores every game, RB5. Kamara, RB6. McCaffrey, again, these are games played, RB7, average points per game. Harris, 8, number 2 in touches. Hunt, RB9, welcome back. Hit the ground running. Kareem, you've been off, 2 months? Almost? Close to 2 months. Cook, RB10. Elliott, RB11. Connor, RB12. I'm surprised that isn't higher based on how many touchdowns he scored. And in the absence of DeAndre Hopkins, Connor has been the key guy getting Arizona in the end zone. Grant, they've been kind of an up and down team for obvious reasons without Hopkins and without Murray. But Connor's been very good. And none of you drafted him to be a starting running back. None of you drafted him to be a starting running back. Some of you probably didn't even know he was in Arizona. It's worked out very well for the Cardinals. Cordarrelle Patterson, down to RB13 and still battling an injury. I'm not sure what to expect of Patterson going forward once he's healthy. The Falcons just kind of seem like a lost cause. I don't even know about garbage time points for Patterson. I got a bad feeling about that, which is why I traded him. Henderson down to RB14. That's still, you know, that's still solid RB2, but you were getting a lot more earlier in the year. As Ram production has dropped other than Cooper Kupp. Stafford has gone from a QB1 to a QB2. Henderson's gone from an RB1 to an RB2. Woods is out for the year. And for the moron known as Anthony McFarlane, going out of his way to say Odell Beckham Jr. was a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL before he wore a Ram uniform, which is total fucking bullshit. Beckham's not helping. Can barely get on the field consistently. James Robinson got a full workload last week with the Jags, RB15 in my point per game average rankings. Then Aaron Jones feels like he may play. That could impact Dylan. But it might be one of those. They put Jones on the field, and if they don't like what they see, then they're going to give Dylan more of the workload than Jones. It might be the hot hand in the next game. I know that doesn't help those of you who are Jones owners and owners like me Corey Dillon. Sorry. Throwback, A.J. Dillon. DeAndre Swift, shoulder injury, hurt you on Thursday. He was down to RB17, but the only thing of any value with the Detroit Lions as a solid RB2. And now we don't know about the injury going forward, or I haven't gotten an update. Eli Mitchell, RB18, check status on his finger. He'll probably be active. At this point, you're kind of hoping he's inactive, or you get definite good news. You want real good news on Sunday morning, or you want real bad news on Sunday morning. You don't want to play Eli Mitchell and then he touches the ball five times. Josh Jacobs, RB19. And then David Montgomery, who is returning, just gotten a ton of reps for the Bears. Really, it's Monty and Mooney of only value for the Bears in terms of fantasy. Montgomery at RB20. And of note, Fournette has dropped to RB21. A little earlier, that's my phone, so I got to go. Fournette has dropped recently. I still have a good feeling about him going forward. I own him in one league. Let me go answer my phone. That's the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters and Bill Curry Ford. Email me at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com.